So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing and you're joining me with The Erica Glessing Show, an 8-minute daily inspirational podcast for entrepreneurs and light workers. And my next guest is both. He's a body worker of magnitude. He does healing and consciousness, and he just came out with a brand new number one international best-selling book called Earth Healing. Welcome, Ben Noble.
Thank you. Hi, Erica.
Hi. I actually think that you were one of the first people to say yes to the book. And tell us a little bit about how the earth inspires you, and tell us just a little more about that.
Well, you know, about 3 years ago, I was going through a really dark and difficult time. It was a relationship was breaking up, and I just really didn't know where I was going, what I was doing. And I met this man at a class, and he was an older gentleman, and there was just a resonance between us. And he offered to become my mentor in the class. He's like, you know, you remind me of me 30 years ago. Would you like a mentor? And I was like, yes. And he really stepped in. He started showing me some books, and he kind of became this presence of the masculine in my life that had been missing from my life, almost like a father figure, I guess you could say. And he pointed me to books and to nature as a way of really discovering who I was as a man, and learning what that was, and then choosing to be that. And so at that point I started going, I would get these calls, like the earth would just call me and say, come here. And like in the chapter in the book, it's a ridge that's calling me saying, come here and sing your song. And so that's what I explore in the book. And like there was this cave by the ocean with the waves that would crash up inside of this cave. And it said, come and sit inside of me, and I have something to teach you. And there was a jungle in Hawaii that said, come and climb me, I have something to show you, you know. And so the earth just started talking to me.
Wow. And
when I would go to these places, again, it would guide me every step of the way, whether it was a conversation with a tree or a rock or you know, one time I was actually in the mountain on Hawaii. It was like a jungle mountain on Hawaii that like there was no trails or anything. And I honestly, like, I got myself to the top of this mountain, just like crawling to the top because it was so thick. And then I had no idea how to get back down. And so I like asked the earth, like, show me the way, please. And, you know, I was like crawling on my hands and knees through boar trails. And I even encountered a wild boar on the mountain and was able to successfully navigate away from it without any harm. And then
Wow. It
was like every step of the way, the earth and my body were in this communion. And I would receive these messages that helped me get back down this mountain and get off of it.
I have a question for you. When we look at when we look at how far so many people are away from earth now, people who just like go about their day, maybe they get up, have something to eat or something to drink and go to work. And then they maybe drive their car and maybe they, you know, sit in an office or meet in front of people or something. What can someone do? You know, a lot of the audience here is entrepreneurs. What can someone do to awaken that awareness of the earth? What are some steps maybe someone could take?
You know, that's a great question. And, you know, I know it's winter in a lot of places. And so, you know, going out and putting your feet in the dirt, that's a really good place to start, but it may not be super comfortable for everyone right now.
I know, you know, I was reading that. I was reading about that and I was like, you know, my feet like my carpet.
There you go.
Dirt. I don't know about dirt, Ben. How can I not? And does it still work if it's cement? Like if your backyard's cement, do you actually need like dirt?
You know, and that's another thing. It's like, even if you've got a whole lot of clothes on or something, but if you're walking to your car and there's a tree along the way, maybe just touch the tree.
Oh my gosh, that I can do.
Yeah. See,
yeah, I don't know about toes in the dirt. Like, now at the beach, I can do toes in the sand. Yeah.
And you can try it. Now this is a, you know, you can try having a conversation with nature. And you can actually, like, you know, when you touch a tree, just like, hi, do you have a message for me today? and just see what shows up. Another, you know, the other thing that keeps coming to mind, if we want to dial it way back, like, you don't even have to talk to the earth yet. Start with your body. Like, your body is made of the dust of this earth. Your body is a part of this earth. And start, and that's where I started, really, was I took my body on a date one time. And I was like, hey, body, just you and me today. Let's go on a date. And what do you want to do? And we just went out. And body's like, I want to go to the beach. Okay, cool, body. And drove out to the beach. And I want to get a haircut. Okay, cool, body, let's do that, you know? And I just spent like 2 or 3 hours just asking my body questions and getting feedback from my body and doing everything I could to give my body what it was asking for.
Aww,
and doing that, like, that started my, you know, if you can hear your body, it's the same frequency as how the earth talks to you.
I know, it's always crazy when I do an 8-minute interview, because I know people could probably hear from you for centuries, but why don't we let people know, tell them the name of your chapter in the Earth Healing book, and then let's send them to the right place where they can find out more about you.
Okay, so yeah, the name of the chapter is The Ridge. It's chapter 2, and it's the story of my first soul journey out into nature when I went out to sing my song. And you can find out more about it at earthhealingbook.com/Ben-Noble.
Awesome. Thanks so much for coming.
Yes, it's been my pleasure.